1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. William Renick, who is the pastor of Joyful Union Congregation, is joining us to talk about biblical tithing as we once again explore the mysteries of the Bible here on the Tells Us to Tithe. Does it not?
The Bible tells us in Genesis that we must tithe, and I'll give you the exact quote. This is in Genesis 28, verse 22. This memorial pillar will become a place for worshiping God, and I will give God one-tenth of everything he give me. Now, that is one-tenth of everything you make. And the problem we have had at Joyful Union, and we have had to re-educate our people, is that one-tenth of your gross is not one-tenth of your net. We realize that many in our congregation have been tithing 10% of their net.
Oh, okay, so you had a problem that your congregation, the people were giving you stuff, they were giving you money that was one-tenth of the net?
One-tenth of the net out of their check, as opposed to one-tenth of the net out of their one-tenth of the gross. And you won't get to heaven if you give 10% of the net. You will get to heaven if you give 10% of the gross. Net is a recent creation. Gross is biblical. And in order to ensure that we are getting the gross, what we decided to do, Phil, was we would check people's pay stubs on Sunday morning and make sure that was what we were getting. We can see what to expect, and if we see a pay stub.
All right. So at Joyful Union, what you're doing now, and a lot of these churches who want you to tithe 10%, and if you guys don't know what tithing is, it means donating 10% of your income to your church. According to Pastor Renick, that's in the Bible. You're checking pay stubs.
We are checking pay stubs. Yes, we are. And you can go to another church, but you can never going to wind up going to heaven. What we've also suggested people do is some kind of direct deposit where every 2 weeks the money automatically comes out of your account directly into the church account. And that's one way of doing it. You can have a direct deposit every month, but you have got to make sure that it's one-tenth of your gross, not one-tenth of your net, because you are not, it's not me that didn't get it. It's God's not getting that. And that was upsetting to us.
All right. I know that it was upsetting to you insofar as the Bible specifies one-tenth of one's earnings. But isn't that kind of a voluntary thing?
What is voluntary about the Bible? You know?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean the fact that you're checking pay stubs, if you're looking at people's pay stubs.
What we did, Phil, is we decided that we could, it would be a lot more expedient. And it would save time if we looked at pay stubs at the door, and that way we know whether or not we can admit somebody to the church.
And would you keep somebody out?
We would keep them out if they did not have a pay stub, yes.
You keep them out of church if they don't have a pay stub. Do you keep them out of the church if you look at their pay stub, and let's say a guy makes, oh, I don't know, $1,000 a week?
All right, that is $100 a week.
So if a guy's making $1,000 a week, you're taking $100 of that money a week.
$100 a week. We're taking $52,000 a year. We get $5,200. A man make $100,000 a year. We get $10,000. But a man make $1,000,000 a year. We get $100,000. Everything is 10% of the gross. So that after taxes, if you make $100,000 a year.
And all right, let's say you're making $100,000 a year and you're taking home $60,000.
Then we still get, 10% off the gross.
Okay, so a guy takes home 60 G's. Of that 60, he's got to give you 10. He's making 50.
But that is money that is fixed. It goes to God's house, and it's also money that is biblically mandated. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Biblically mandated. You give me 10% of the gross, not the net. Hell, I told the church, 10% of the net, go down under. When you got 15%, your outlay on overhead alone. I mean, that hurts. That burns coming out. That's going to bring you to your knees. Now, I got to stop taking my church. We've got the daycare center. I got senior services. In order to assist the congregation in giving, we have installed ATMs in the chapel in case the church member forgets to bring cash. But I will tell you this, and you better believe it, you are not going to stick it to me. Come into my church, you make 10% of the gross, or you don't show up at all.
Why are you angry?
Huh?
Why are you so angry?
Because I have seen in recent years a lot of black churches burn to the ground in the South, a lot of other black churches going bankrupt.
Well, you're acting like this is a civil rights crusade. You know, like those churches that were burned in the South might have been burned by people who had some sort of racist intent. This is a monetary thing. And
I think that black churches are under assault. That's what I tell every brother and sister comes in here. You bring me 10% of the gross. And they're sticking it to me. They're sticking it to God.
All right, Pastor.
You don't stick it to God. You want to stick it to me, that's fine. I'll bend over and I'll smile, too. But you try to stick it to God Almighty.
Right. You're making a mistake.
You're making a mistake. That's right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation is with us.
You know, Phil, I don't mean to be upset about all of this, but I get so tired of people going sticking their hand in my pocket. I'm bringing them the Word of God every Sunday, and they walk in and sitting their tired rear ends down after maybe they had themselves two double 40. I don't know what they're doing on a Saturday night. And they come in there, they're taking the Word of God from me for free? Bull crap! And I'll tell you this.
Hold on for a minute, Pastor. You want to get upset about this? Look, you're asking people for their money.
That's why we want that pay stub thing.
So if they don't bring a pay stub to the church,
they're sticking their hand in my pocket and they ain't putting nothing back in. They're pulling out, they ain't putting nothing back in. You know, you put your hand in my pocket, at least rub it around a little bit down there. Make me feel good, something. Good God Almighty. And I told a man...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show number here. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation talking about how people are not tithing 10% of their gross income. They're tithing 10% of the net. And as a result, you are now checking pay stubs.
Checking pay stubs, that's right.
At the door. Well, isn't 10% of the net enough?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Isn't 10% of the net enough?
10% of the net. Hey, the Bible doesn't say this is the Word of God and you can get close enough. The Bible doesn't say it's a sin if you lay down with another man. But you know what? One night out of 365, that's okay. The Bible doesn't say you may not lay down with a woman who is not your wife. But you know what? A weekend out of town in Cancun, that's okay.
All right, then.
The Bible doesn't say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but for maybe two weekends out of the year, well, hell, you could be Jewish or Jain or Muslim or something like that.
But, Pastor,
the Bible doesn't say that...
Hold on for a minute, okay? I know. So the Bible says that
the Bible says 10% of everything the Lord gave you, you give back.
All right. Just hold on, all right?
All right.
1-800-449...
Another thing I want to...
Hold on. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Pastor William Renick is on the line from Joyful Union. Are you at the office there, Pastor Renick?
We're renovating our office, Phil, yeah.
You've been renovating that office for the last year. Every time I'm talking to you, you're moving stuff.
We are. I get 10% of the net. I'll be renovating for the next 10 years. You start giving me 10% of the gross, maybe I can get this damn job done.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. This is Ron on the Phil Henry Show. Ron?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Pastor. Pastor.
Yes.
What I want to know is, do you think that if you don't give that 10%...
What church you go to?
I'm a Baptist.
All right, you know what Genesis says, don't you?
Yes, sir, I
what's
do.
What's it say?
I know about the 10%, but what I'm
10%
asking
of what?
You is...
10%
what
of what?
You is
10% of what?
Of what you make.
That's not what the Bible says.
The devil,
I will give God one-tenth of everything he gave me.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. When's the last time you picked up a Bible?
hey, last night, God helps those that help themselves also, Pastor.
Well, you know, I
now,
help
let
myself.
Me ask you something
why
else.
Don't they tie me? I don't say I'm taking the debt. I'm taking it off the top.
Hey, take it off the top. Take it off the bottom. That's why you're renovating. You know, I'm a businessman, too. I own my own company.
You're a Baptist. As a Baptist man, you know more than anything how important this is. Don't be a cheap ass. Get up, come up the money, and don't let God come looking for you. You look for God.
Hey, God knows where to find you, Pastor.
God knows where to find
you. In a minute.
I'll tell you right now.
He'll hear you in a minute.
Hey, God, look at me. I'm trying to do God's good work. I want 10%.
I don't believe that.
I want 10%.
I don't believe that.
I tell you what, you come out your well, you don't have to believe me. You want
to
come in my church? You bring out that damn piece of
10%.
What? Say what?
I don't believe that you're saying that you're going to go to hell if you don't pay 10% of
you. You're going to rot in hell. You're going to burn.
Hey,
oh, Lord.
Let me ask you something.
You're
going to
burn. You don't come
in. Is David in hell right now?
David is not in hell. You know he is beloved of God.
Hey, let me ask you something. Pastor, didn't he commit to adultery? Didn't he do the worst sin?
David is beloved
of
the Lord. But you know that God forgave David because
he did not work. Yes, he did.
That's
Pastor,
right.
Let me ask you something.
He's beloved of God.
Do you not think that God's going to forgive you now?
I don't think the Lord is going to forgive any man who willingly holds back on him.
I don't believe because that's not a man of God.
Don't be playing it cheap with God.
You, Pastor,
you play the cheap with God.
Don't tell people that they're not going to go to heaven if they don't dish out every bit of that money. Because let me tell you what, God tells people where to send their money, and he don't need you to tell them.
God, where's he telling people to send their money?
You understand what I'm saying?
Where's he telling them to send their money?
He thinks that you need to go down the street and spend that $100 on someone that's starving to death. Please don't go down there and throw it in a church that you don't know whose clothes it's buying.
Oh, that's a lot of claptrap. Oh, that's a whole lot of hooey. Well, son, you know that's a whole lot of hooey. You know it.
Read your Bible tonight.
Oh, pull your head out. Pull your head out and take a look at the world, son. You know that's a bunch of hooey, and you know it. The good Lord knows that his church, I don't see no P.O. box in the Bible, by the way. What do you mean where I'm going to send it?
All right, look at gentlemen. Very good, but I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick is on the line from Joyful Union Congregation. He is quoting the Bible that you tithe 10% of your gross, not your net. And he says some people have been playing it cheap, tithing 10% of the net. So he's checking pay stubs. You don't produce a pay stub, you don't get into the church. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I got it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
You know what I mean, though, Phil, about the field trip?
Yeah, I do. Let's hold on. We got to get back into the... Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation, who he says people have tithing 10% of the net is against the Bible. You got to tithe, meaning give 10% of your gross. For those of you who don't know what that is in the Bible, there's a biblical demand that you give 10% of your income to your church. And
that's the word of God, though.
That is the word of God, according to you, according to Christians. And you say they've been given 10% of the net. And
well, they're given 10% of the net, take it on the backside. I backload a deal and come up front. Now, I tried to get together, as I told you, Phil, I tried to get that field trip together. I'm trying to get some L.A. Kings tickets. And we'll get 35 members of our church to go down to L.A. King night because they'll do a Joyful Union night. And we'll give that money back to our different church charities.
And what are you doing? You're having L.A. King night?
No, we're doing the L.A. King hockey team.
Right.
They have a Joyful Union Congregation night. We can go down, get a block of seats, you know, and make a little money on the backside there for the daycare center, something for our picnic. We did the same thing with the Mighty Ducks.
It's kind of a...
What?
I don't know.
What, you think black people don't like hockey?
It just seems unusual that a black church in Bellflower is getting...
We love hockey. I love it. Dale, well, I'm supposed to go out to a Laker game. Is that you telling me?
Well, it just seems a little...
Oh, I see. Let the monkeys go watch them bounce that basketball up and down the court. Bull crap. I love hockey. Marcel Dion, all that.
Well, let's get off of hockey for a minute. And
I want to get out and tell you the 10% of the gross.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sherry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Sherry, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of a pastor would stand at the door and exact money from his congregation when the Lord gives us free will. It says in the Bible that we are to give joyfully unto the Lord. And I'll tell you, I would walk through the door of a church where I was mandatorily required. I wouldn't darken your door. And I think
you'll have to answer to
the Lord for that. That is sacrilegious behavior. And
you
what you're using the
either.
Money for is not for the great commandment. It's for entertainment.
You
I have never heard of such a thing in my whole life.
No, wait. Now you got a lot of things wrong.
And you need to listen too and quit interrupting people when they call you.
You got things wrong. You are saying things wrong. I tell you, we take that money and get what entertainment? We go out to an LA King hockey game. Big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, big deal is right. That has nothing to do with the
great
commandment.
And you know what else is in Genesis? God said, smile when you write that check, too.
I agree that people should tithe of the first fruits, which would be of the gross, but that is the only place you are right. That is to be done joyfully unto the Lord. And if you are checking paychecks
with
an ATM in your church,
right.
What in the world kind of business is that?
I'll tell you what that is.
The church
is
the money-making business.
That is reminding people of what their duty is to
God
Almighty.
You and your church are an embarrassment to the Christian community.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've never even been in my church, all right?
You
don't even know my church is about.
You are telling us that this is what you do in your church. You are an embarrassment to the Christian community.
I raise money.
You are not Christians.
I raise money. I don't have to get on TV like, that guy got the hooker sucked his...
And to get on the national airways and curse...
What did I say?
As a pastor, I'm not repeating it.
Look, I've got about...
All the gentleman that's got you on his show has to do is replay the last 5 minutes.
You were swearing.
I didn't swear nothing.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's a load.
Twice.
I'm saying to you right now, and I said to everybody else, 10% of everything you get. Now, you can sit there and say I'm a bad guy, I'm using bad language. People don't understand. I should say this, I should say that. I'm an embarrassment to this church, that church. I could get backload of L.A. cock. You could get me out there. The Kings are playing the New York Rangers tomorrow night.
Will you get it off the Kings? Here is Houston. Neil, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment. I think Jesus answered all of this. You're quoting out of Genesis, but Jesus came to clarify.
That's right.
Came to clarify the word of God. Did not Jesus say, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's?
He didn't say that technically, no.
No, he did say that.
What he said was, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's, and God wants 10% of everything you got.
You're a false prophet.
I'm a false prophet.
You're a sinner from Satan.
I'm reading the Bible. You go read. Get yourself some adult literacy, and you read the Bible, too. Now, it takes a lot of contributions to keep up our yachting and polo ministries. And
did God not say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in
what's
him
that got to do
should
with
not
it?
Perish but have everlasting life?
What's that
it
got
does
to do
not
with
say
it?
Anything about giving 10% of your growth.
Yes, he did. He said, give to God.
It says, believe in Jesus Christ to be saved.
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
It means you are a prophet, a false prophet, my friend.
A false prophet.
It means
prophet.
You have a money changer in your temple.
I glorify Jesus.
You have
Jesus
a money
Christ.
Changer in your temple.
I glorify
Jesus. Did you not say
Jesus.
You have an ATM machine there?
Oh, why? Just because Jesus. I'm trying to help the brothers
Jesus.
And sisters make a change.
Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple.
Why the hell they got...
Jesus.
I see the money
Jesus.
Changers
Jesus.
Out of the temple because none of them had any change.
Wow. You're claiming that Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple because none of them had any change. Is that right, Pastor?
That's right. That's why he threw them out. Walking around, they said, anybody got change of a dollar? All he's got, oh, hell, I ain't got, you got to buy something first. The hell he did, he pitched them out.
Well, you keep mentioning the L.A. Kings, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. That's Pastor William Renick. This is The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're going to get Ted Bell on the line from the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And we're looking forward to Valentine's dinner. Are you guys... Mike says you called...
No, we can't do it.
You're not doing Valentine's dinner with Marie and I tomorrow night?
No, we are not. And, Phil, I didn't know whether you want to take the call off the air. What do you want to do?
What happened?
We can't have dinner with you tomorrow night. Marcy and I are separating.
Oh, man, I knew you guys were thinking about it. That's too bad.
Yeah, I emailed her today, I emailed her yesterday, and I'm over at the Beverly Hills Hotel right now. She's going to take a week to move her stuff out of the house.
You guys separated, huh?
We have separated after 15 years, yeah. And we were looking forward to having dinner with you, and I tell you, this is a tough time to have to separate. But I'm so busy right now.
Did you say you did? So when did you talk to her?
I haven't talked to her. I emailed her.
What did you email? You said that...
I emailed her. I didn't. Jody did. And I did a copy to me. I basically said, we'll give you a week to move your stuff out of the house. In the meantime, I'm going over to the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Why?
What it is, I have so much to do. I am so busy.
You email somebody, that seems, I think the world of you and Marcy. I think you guys are great people. You emailed her?
Look, I am very busy.
Well, why not tell her?
You mean in person?
In person. Tell her that you guys are separating.
You know what it is? You could tell your wife in person. Mike, Craig could tell their wives in person. I'm Ted Bell. I don't do that. You know?
And what do you mean you're Ted Bell? You don't do that?
Look at it this way. If let me ask you a question. If Mike Eisner had to divorce his wife for whatever reason... Now, I want you to be careful how you answer this, Phil, because it tells a lot about you. If Mike Eisner had to divorce his wife, do you think he'd email her or do you think he'd tell her in person?
Mike Eisner, okay. Are you comparing yourself to Mike?
No, I'm not saying I'm Mike Eisner. I am saying that I'm very big in business. I'm very busy. I don't know if you understand what's going on in the world today, but we have wireless internet connection now. Makes it easier than ever before to email people.
So your question is, would Mike Eisner email or tell his wife? I would hope that he'd tell her in person.
No, he would not. He would email.
Why?
Because Eisner's been... He can't be happy these days. Did you hear about that California Adventure deal?
No.
Oh, man. Trust me, he has got his hands full. If he has problems at home, his wife has women issues or is under the care of a doctor or whatever, what have you, he's dealing with it via email. And for a guy like you and people who can turn it off at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock or the whistle, and I don't know why we're even talking about this. I called you up to say that we can't...
No, wait. I want to talk about this, okay? I want to talk about this.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about why it is you've separated from your... Forget about whether or not, you're separated. I don't care.
You mean you're not going to try to save my marriage?
No, I don't want to save... Look it, man. Can your marriage be saved?
I don't know, Phil.
All right. But you're separating from your wife, and you told her via... email.
Yes.
And
Phil, I don't know what to tell you. I am busy. I've got a lot going on. The Academy Award nominations were announced today. I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying to keep a million balls near. What do you want? What do you want me to say?
I would hope that you would have told your wife in person, we are separating, honey. And what did you say? She's got a...
Do you want me to read it to you? I mean...
No, I'd rather not, okay?
Well, all it says here, it says, Marcy, as you know... Hold on for a minute. Jody, I got a copy of the email that you sent off in a copy.
Now, this is the email you sent to your wife to say that you guys are separating.
That's right, here it is. God, I am so busy. Did you hear the Academy Awards?
Yeah, I heard Gladiator got to...
Oh, man. Okay. Marcy, I after 15 years of marriage and two children, as you know, our differences have become so... there's a lot of stuff, personal stuff here, Phil.
Okay.
I will give you the next 7 days to move your things out.
Why are you making her move out?
I thought you said you've...
Okay, never mind. This is the email that you sent.
Yeah. I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The following number you can reach me. This has been coming for a long time.
Well, all I'm saying is...
Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I do an awful lot in terms of business. I do an awful lot in terms of commerce. You may want to tell your wife in person. The people that listen to your show may want to tell their wives in person... I don't really have a lot of time to do, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, why don't I make the time?
Yeah.
Well, time is money, my friend. You don't work in the rarefied air that I work in, all right? I take 5 seconds out of my day. I'm losing my ass. and
you ought to watch your language, okay?
Well, you're starting to piss me off a little bit. Stick your nose into my business. Tell me how I'm supposed to conduct my personal life. And
all I'm asking you is why you would send your wife an email to tell her that you want her out of the house, that you're separating.
What's your name?
Why would you...
What is your name? Just tell me.
My name's Phil Henry.
Okay, your name is... I'm Ted Bell. Okay? I have one of the most successful restaurants in Beverly Hills. Ted Bell sent an email because Ted Bell is separating from his wife. Now, Ted Bell is sorry that he's separating from his wife, but Ted Bell was not able to get on the phone and talk to his wife. Ted Bell was not able to get home and talk to his wife. Ted Bell sent an email. And what bothers me is that you don't understand that Ted Bell is really under the gun these days.
Ted, I'm asking you if you think it is the greatest thing to do.
Ted Bell didn't mean to hurt her. Okay.
Well, I know you didn't mean to hurt her.
But the best way for Ted Bell to separate from his wife was for Ted Bell to send her an email. And you're probably wondering why I'm speaking in the third person.
Yes, I am.
To give you some sense of who I am. Even I look, I don't even say me anymore. I say Ted Bell because I step outside of Ted Bell and I go, holy Jesus, look at that. I'm Ted Bell. I don't call. I'm Ted Bell.
How'd Marzi take it?
I don't know. She's tried to call. I got five messages here for her. I tried emailing her and...
Why don't you call her back?
No, I don't have the time.
Why don't you call her back?
It's quick, it's clean, it's efficient.
Hold on for a minute. So they're not having dinner with me. That's fine. I don't care about that. The guy separated with his wife by emailing her because what? Because he's too busy? 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. You know, try and get Marcy Bell on the line, Mike, so we can talk to her maybe. He emailed his wife, told her she's got 7 days to leave the house. He's over at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I say, how come you don't call her? What do you mean you email your wife to say you're separating? And he says, because I'm Ted Bell. Well, I understand he's successful. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
As me.
Yes.
Yes, I do, but as Ted Bell, I'm so much bigger.
You know, Ted, we just came back from our commercial break. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You spent the whole commercial break talking about yourself.
I'm not talking about myself. I was talking about Ted Bell in the context of why Ted Bell would send an email to separate from his wife.
Why you sent the email?
I sent it, but I sent it as Ted Bell.
And are you Ted Bell?
Yes, I am. But Ted Bell sent it.
You sent it. And it's your way of trying to separate from what I think is a really cold thing, man, of sending your wife an email to say she's got a week to get out of the house. Barbara, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
This is really crazy.
I would
like to know why, if there's two kids here involved, you love your kids by respecting their mother.
I'm sorry?
I said you love your kids by respecting their mother. You have two kids.
I do respect
you respect their mother by sending an email and saying, you got a week to get out.
Ted Bell is busy right now.
Ted Bell, nobody is that busy.
Ted Bell. Well, I don't know where you are, but Ted Bell is involved in the planning of the Academy Awards from the standpoint. I got friends coming into town.
Well, that's big and important, more important than your kids.
But wait a second. I take care of my kids.
Care of them when you disrespect their mother.
I'm not disrespecting
you
her.
Are.
I sent her
an
I
email.
Sent,
give me a break. That's what you do to send a greeting to someone.
What am I supposed to do when I've got
you're
meetings
supposed to
with
pick
two?
Pick up the phone.
I got
and
three
call,
Japanese.
Just like you just called Phil Henry, and you have spent the last 30 minutes.
That's a really good point. You're
so
talking
you've
to
not
me.
You got time?
Wait. Let me say something. I called Phil to simply say I can't have dinner with
well,
you
boy,
tonight.
Boy, you took the time to stay on the phone, didn't you?
Well, he asked me some questions.
Hey, your wife probably has questions too, but you won't return a phone call.
Look, I'll answer all the questions my wife has for me as
soon
as
when
we
you
get
have
out.
Next year?
Academy Award season is one of the bigger parts. Look, I independently produce films.
think you gave her the best Valentine you ever could have, because getting rid of bad news.
It was very tasteful. I said, "Dear Marcy, I
There's
love you."
There's nothing tasteful about separating through email.
How do you know?
Because I'm more classy for one thing.
Oh, maybe it happened to you.
No,
this isn't about
not.
Her. This isn't about the caller.
No, I think it is. Go ahead. Let's just take the gloves off and let's say it. I think it happened to you.
Well, that shows how much you know.
Well, maybe
you've had your head in the restaurant business too long.
I've been working the rest. Look, I've sent a very tasteful email saying, "Dear Marcy,
oh, for God's
you
sake.
Got 7 days to get out." I didn't say 7 days to get out of the house. I said, "I'll give you 7 days."
Look at Ted. There's
you know
no way.
You did. You sent her a joke in an email.
Hey, look, don't knock it until you try it.
And you sent her a joke. I would never try that. I would never do that to anyone, especially I would never do that to the father of my children.
I don't like the father of my children,
but I'll tell you what, I respect him I love my kids.
I think it takes a lot of guts for me to stay on the phone and take a lot of abuse from people I never met. I called you up, Phil, to say I couldn't have dinner with you tomorrow night.
All I'm saying is...
No.
You didn't mean to do that, but you could have emailed Phil about the dinner and taken the time to call your wife.
Let me ask you a question. How many radio stations is my wife on? None. Phil Hendry is on a network of some 80 radio stations.
Oh, so that's it.
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
What do you mean, aha? Uh-huh?
So that, oh, okay.
You just showed your butt.
No, I did look at. I can talk to my wife, but this way...
This way, you don't have to because you can't face what you've done.
Look, because all you people are going to think I'm an a-hole, if you'll pardon the expression, and I can convince you that I'm not. Talking to my wife isn't going
to
do that.
You're not.
Just talk to your wife, we wouldn't think you're an a-hole.
That's true. You really are. You called it. An a-hole.
You know, that really hurts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'd rather be you than your wife.
So I guess you just call people butthole for no reason. Is that it?
You don't think that's a reason? Well, I'll tell you what.
It was a tasteful email, and I hate you.
It hurts a little because you've really hurt your wife.
I think you're right, Barbara. Thank you very much for your
call.
You're welcome. 1-800-449-8686.
What is this? Let's beat up on Ted Bell? Ted Bell doesn't do this. You don't do this to Ted Bell and get away from it.
Well, look at you can hang up if you want to, Ted, but you're such a glory hog, you're staying on the phone, aren't you?
I have a right to defend myself, and Ted Bell has a right to defend himself. And
just how many of you are there on the phone? You, Ted Bell, and who else?
Ted Bell.
Would you just say me?
Me. Well, you want me to sound like a dumbass, like Tarzan? Me defend myself. Is that it? You feel better now, Phil, so you can make fun of me?
Just say me. Talk in the first person is all I'm saying. Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you hang up the phone and call your wife?
Why? So that you people can talk behind my back?
I'm sorry?
So you can talk behind my back?
You made this yourself, buddy. Nobody else did it for you.
I called up to say to Mr. Hendry that Marcy and I could have dinner with Mr. Hendry and his wife tomorrow night. And
that you sent an email to your wife saying that she had 7 days to get out of the house.
Right. Why did you even bring it up on the radio if you don't want anybody to call in and... Make an example
because
of
Ted Bell is an...
Oh, Ted Bell.
Yeah,
talking in first person. You sound like an idiot.
Ted Bell is involved in some of the biggest planning for the Academy. Look, I've got three Japanese investors coming in from out of town. They announced the Academy Award nominations today, and you're telling me I got to waste a phone call on my wife? 15 years coming. Marcy knew our marriage.
Phone call now.
Our marriage hasn't been worth it for 5 years, and she knew it was coming. It was only a formality.
You're wasting your time then now talking to us about your wife.
Because as soon as
hang
I hang up
if you don't like it.
As soon as I hang up, you're on the phone with Hendry talking about what an a-hole I am.
Who cares?
I do.
You obviously don't care about your wife.
I'm Ted
so
Bell.
Who cares what other people think, right?
You know, who am I? Who am I?
You're Ted Bell.
And don't
whoever that is. I've never even heard of you before. Ever.
Well, then you must be out of the loop. Is this Cindy? Okay.
All right, look at Cindy. Thank you for your call. Look, Ted, why can't you just...
Okay, you want me to call her and say what?
Hi, Marcy, this is your husband. We need to separate.
Oh, that's real classy. That's good. We need to separate.
Yes, at least you're doing it man-to-man, face-to-face. The last time you guys went through this, you had to wear your Oakley shades when you were talking to your wife. Diane on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what.
I forgot I was wearing them.
Yeah, you're telling your wife that you guys... Go ahead, Diane. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, I just listened to this guy. He has got himself so blown up with his own importance that he can't see what real life is all about.
Look,
he needs
Bell,
a reality check.
Not
Ted Bell. You know, you
ask
who you are, you're nobody.
Ma'am?
Nobody, because you don't have the nerve.
Have you ever heard of the film Alice?
Was so impersonal.
Alice
it's
went
pathetic.
To the thing. It's pathetic?
It is pathetic.
What do you have?
Because it shows what a coward you really are.
What do you have in your mouth, by the way?
I have nothing
what is
in
that?
Mouth.
What
I'm
is that?
On the road.
You're...
I'm driving.
Oh, so what the wind is blowing it? I don't understand. I can't understand what you're saying, Bill.
Don't be a smartass.
You know, you've called me every name in the book here.
Don't be a smartass. The lady's making a point, okay?
Well, what's your point, Diane?
Now, the point is here, this man is so full of
himself. Wait a minute, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll compromise. You want me to tell her. Is that what you're saying, Diane?
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right, I'll do it over the I'll do it over the airwaves. Marcy, we're through. Is that good?
That's better. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear your radio fine. Turn it down. Phil, tell her to turn it down.
Ma'am, you have to turn your radio down.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Every idiot knows when they call a talk show, they got to turn the radio down. Jesus. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's very fine. Let me handle it, okay?
Well, why don't you turn it down?
Let me handle it.
Okay, here, Diane, here it is. Marcy, you got 7 days to get out of the house. How about that?
That's terrible. Well,
who
are you to tell her she's got 7 days to get out of the house? That
house
belongs to her as much as it belongs to you.
You know, how do you know? It happens to be in my name, okay?
Your wife
her credit
is called community property, young man.
Maybe where you live, not where I live, okay?
No, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Where
you ever heard of a prenup? Read it and weep.
Okay. I don't know that I want to go on with this, okay?
Why?
Because I feel very bad for the two of you. I think you ought to get on the phone and say to her...
That we're getting back together?
No, you don't have to say that. Just, you know, honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
And, you know, it's over.
But see, she wants tickets for the Academy Awards.
Okay.
What if she starts asking for them?
Forget about it. Well, give them to her then. I don't know. I mean, give the woman a break over here.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
You call her...
Look, don't break my castanets. I'll do it.
Okay. Call her up and be a man.
Oh, yes, I will, Marlon Brando. You know, you always...
Just do it and be a freaking man about it, okay?
Yeah, you make
me... You make me sick. Okay, sorry to have to put you through that. I didn't know that was going to happen. This cat calls me up and tells me that he can't go out to dinner with my wife and I tomorrow night because he's separating from his wife. And, oh, yeah, he emailed her. Jesus. Hey, you know what? When you got wireless internet, why not try it? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show here, where we've raised over $102,000 for my friend's place through the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. 877-616-7445. 877-616-PHIL. $20, $350 shipping and handling for the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD or picture disc LP.